Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollard-farms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
Well, cash cattle trade continues to remain quiet here today, with asking prices and bids likely to be unavailable through most of the morning. At this point, it's uncertain if asking prices will become more actively distributed through the last half of the day, or if many will wait until Wednesday before putting prices on cattle available. The firm's support in live cattle and feeder cattle futures last week is expected to help spill over the cash cattle trade, with many expecting steady to firm price levels given the underlying support in nearby futures. Moves. Now, despite the strong price pullback in nearby hog futures today, the underlying tone of the market remains bullish given the potential to expand pork export sales levels in the near future. The question still needing to be answered is how much of the previous German exports will the U.S. be able to secure? At some point, the discussion moves beyond price and availability of product and how well positioned the U.S. is in building a strong relationship with these countries in order to secure additional pork business. Wheat markets are higher in Kansas City and Minneapolis, while Chicago posts small losses overnight, with most contracts inside recent ranges. Wheat has not had floor leadership in quite some time, and that dynamic doesn't look to change anytime soon. Most contracts have entered a consolidation phase above last week's lows and below the early September highs. Forecasts look ideal for seeding hard red winter and soft red winter the next 2 weeks, with warm and dry conditions expected following good moisture and for the previous 10 days in most growing areas. Corn prices are weaker overnight as December corn assumes front month leadership with September futures off the board. December corn will be attempting just the second lower close in the last seven sessions after making new highs for the move on Monday. The soy complex is firmer overnight, holding Monday's gains and adding to them so far this morning after a one-day correction last week. Soybeans have now closed higher in 14 out of the last 15 sessions. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up $1.35, 106.87. December was up $1.80, 111.70. September feeder cattle up $1.50, 141.50. October up $2.02, 142.60. October hogs down $1.95, 64.62. Kansas City wheat, December up 2.25, 473.5. March up 2.25, 484.5. Chicago wheat, December up 3.75, 545.75. March up 3.75, 554.5. December corn is up a penny, 369.5. March up 3/4 at 379. November soybeans up 3.5, 999.5. January's up 4 cents, 1003.25. And December cotton's up $1.81, 66.62. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.